Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about partial obedience. And I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 7 through 9, concerning King Saul over Israel. Here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 15, starting at verse 7. And Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them. But everything despised and worthless, that they utterly destroyed. God commanded King Saul and the Israelites to carry out a unique war of judgment against the Amalekites. Saul's initial response was right. We read, Saul attacked the Amalekites. This was in obedience to the Lord, but it was selective and incomplete obedience. First, Saul took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. God commanded Saul to bring his judgment on all the people, including the king. But Saul didn't do it. Now, no matter what the reason, when the people saw that Saul kept Agag alive, they also disobeyed and saved the best of the livestock for themselves. God commanded in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 3, that every ox and sheep, every camel and donkey be destroyed, and that Saul and the people of Israel did not do this. Now, in a typical war in the ancient world, armies were freely permitted to plunder their conquered foes. This is often how the army was paid. But it was wrong for anyone in Israel to benefit from the war against the Amalekites because it was an appointed war of judgment from God. This was just as wrong as a hangman emptying the pockets of the man that he's just executed for murder. Nevertheless, we read, everything despised and worthless, that they utterly destroyed. You see, they were careful to keep only the best for themselves. We can imagine that they were all pleased with what they gained after the battle. Perhaps that was worst of all, because Israel did not show God's heart in judgment. When they came home happy and excited because of what they gained from the battle, it implied something joyful about God's judgment that dishonored God, who brings his judgment reluctantly and without pleasure, longing that men and women would instead repent. The Scottish preacher Alexander McLaren wisely observed this, quote, "Partial obedience is complete disobedience. Saul and his men obeyed as far as it suited them. That is to say, they did not obey God at all, but their own inclinations, both in sparing the good and in destroying the worthless. What was not worth carrying off was destroyed, not because of the command, but to save trouble." You see, sometimes partial obedience is better than total disobedience. But there are other times when a partial obedience is complete disobedience. This was one of those times. And we must always be on guard against the tendency to obey God only as far as it suits us to obey him. That's not obedience at all. It's self-love with a thin spiritual covering. Today, let's pray that God would help us all to give to him a better obedience than that.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.